Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, September 20th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows outside special interest groups and candidates spent a record $44 million in the 9 legislative recall elections held this summer. The races targeted 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats for their actions earlier this year to support or oppose a plan by Republican Governor Scott Walker that reduced public employee collective bargaining rights. The report says outside groups led by the We Are Wisconsin Political Action Committee, which supported Democratic candidates, and the Club for Growth Wisconsin, which supported Republicans, doled out an estimated $34.5 million on the races. Candidates, the state's 2 major political parties, and other committees spent another $9.5 million. The recall election set several spending records, and with us to talk about those and other parts of the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, talk generally about some of the numbers in this report. These 9 elections alone broke spending records set in regular legislative elections when there were more than 100 Assembly and Senate races.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to know where to start. All kinds of records fell in these recall elections. The most ever spent on state legislative races, the most ever spent in a single state Senate election, the most ever spent by a single candidate in a state Senate election, the most ever spent by interest groups in state elections, the most ever spent by a single interest group. Record after record after record, $44 million total. To put that in perspective, the previous record for state legislative races was a little bit over $20.2 million, and that was for 99 assembly races and 16 Senate races in 2008. And so, you know, more than twice as much as was spent in all of those assembly and Senate races was spent in 9 Senate recall elections this summer. That's just astonishing. And, you know, I think one of the amazing statistics that jumps out at me is the fact that you had 3 different state Senate candidates here who broke the all-time record for most ever spent by a Senate candidate. So record amounts of money were being spent by the candidates, and yet outside interest groups spent $34.5 million on these recall elections. That's 4 times more than the candidates spent. So candidates were engaged in record fundraising and spending, and yet they were being outspent on the order of 4-1 by the outside interest groups. And an amazing statistic is that if you look at all of the outside interest group spending in this race, $34.5 million, that's more than outside interest groups spent in the 1998, 2002, 2006, and 2010 races for governor combined. In those 4 races for governor combined, outside interest groups spent about just shy of $29 million. They spent $34.5 million on these 9 Senate recall elections. So these are just astonishing, jaw-dropping numbers that we saw.
Tell us about some of the top spending groups. We've seen some of these in the past, like the Club for Growth, the Greater Wisconsin Committee, Wisconsin Family Action, American Federation for Children, but others like We Are Wisconsin and the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Some of the other ones we haven't seen or heard much about. Can you talk about some of the top groups?
Well, the biggest spending group is one that surfaced for these recall elections, and that's a group called We Are Wisconsin, which is a coalition of labor unions, got most of its money from 3 national labor unions based in Washington, D.C., spent well over $10 million, approaching $11 million. That was the single biggest spending group. By our estimation, second on the list was Club for Growth, and Wisconsin Club for Growth spent, based on our analysis, about $9 million on these recall elections. In some television markets, they actually outspent We Are Wisconsin on some TV stations. So they were keeping pace with We Are Wisconsin in many areas of the state, actually surpassing We Are Wisconsin in some. But the one thing that we couldn't account for was direct mail advertising by Wisconsin Club for Growth. We definitely saw television. We saw other forms of campaigning. We didn't detect a direct mail being done by Club for Growth, and that's where, you know, We Are Wisconsin spent heavily in that area too. So We Are Wisconsin clearly was the biggest spending group, set an all-time record, most ever spent by a single interest group in any election of any kind in Wisconsin. Club for Growth came up, close second. Then there were a really large constellation of groups, groups like Greater Wisconsin Committee on the left supporting Democrats, American Federation for Children, and some other groups supporting Republicans. Overall, the spending was pretty close, but by our estimation, overall spending in these races was about $44 million. Democratic candidates and Democratic groups outspent their Republican counterparts by about $3 million. So it was remarkably close in spending, with the Democrats overall having a slight edge in these nine races.
Talk about some of the races. Nine incumbents were challenged, seven kept their seats, and two Republicans lost. The cost of the nine races ranged from a little over $1.1 million, I think, to about $10 million. It sounds like all the races were pretty expensive. Could you outline some of the top spending races and who got involved in them?
Six of the nine elections broke the previous record for most overall spending in a state Senate election. The previous record dated all the way back to 2000. It was actually in the 10th Senate District in northwestern Wisconsin, which is where one of the recall elections occurred. We accounted for about $3 million in spending in that 2000 race. Well, six of these nine races went over the $3 million mark. The 8th Senate District in the Milwaukee area, Alberta Darling against Sandy Pasch, that was about $10 million in overall spending. Second was the 14th Senate District, which is north of Madison in central rural Wisconsin. That was the race between Luther Olson and Fred Clark in the Baraboo and Portage area, over $7 million, about $7.2 million spent on that race. Then the 10th Senate District, the previous record holder, that was about $6.2 million. That's northwestern Wisconsin, basically from Eau Claire over to the Minnesota border. $6.2 million there. 12th Senate District, northeastern Wisconsin, that's the Jim Holprin, the seat held by a Democrat, Jim Holprin. It's a very Republican district, however. $6 million was spent there. And 18th Senate District, Fond du Lac area, about $4.2 million there. And the 32nd District, La Crosse area, $3.7 million there. All of those races topped the previous record, and one came very close, another district, the 22nd Senate District, Kenosha area, $2.9 million. So it was right on the edge of the previous record. That's another thing that's just amazing here. We saw the previous record for most spent in a state Senate campaign more than tripled, in the 8th Senate District, and we saw six and almost seven of the recall elections top that previous record.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the recall races and the groups that got involved in them, please check out the September 20th report on the Democracy Campaign website, as well as a special feature called Hijacking Special Elections and Recall 2011, which contains detailed profiles and spending information about the outside special interest groups and candidates involved in the recall elections. Thanks for listening.